Real Acceptance Practice. Each time you notice strong emotional discomfort, physical pain, or distressful thoughts in your everyday life, you can take the following steps to cultivate a deep, liberating sense of acceptance. First, stop and tune into the present moment. Find a comfortable and stable posture, either sitting or lying down. Then focus your attention on your breath, noticing how your abdomen feels rising and falling, or how the air feels in your nostrils during the in-breath and the out-breath. When you feel sufficiently grounded in your breath, you can begin to direct a gentle and deep attention to your inner experience by taking the following steps. Step 1. Recognizing. Keeping your breath as an anchor, become aware of the discomfort or pain. Describe it as precisely as you can. Is it caused by a thought, an emotion, a physical sensation, a sound, a smell? Do not judge it in any way. It is neither terrible nor unfair. It is simply your experience in this moment. Ask yourself with gentle curiosity, what exactly is happening inside of me in this moment? What do I consider uncomfortable in myself right now? What hurts? Bear in mind that you are not trying to get in touch with the negative event in your life, but rather with the inner states activated by that event. If it is an emotion, try to give it a name. Is it anger, anxiety, sadness, disgust, shame? What name can you give it? If it is a physical sensation, describe its physical quality. Do you feel tension, pain, cold? If it is a thought creating discomfort, try to describe its content. For example, I'm thinking I didn't do enough this morning, or someone is criticizing me. Also describe its form. Is it coming to you as words or statements, images or scenes? Step 2. Exploring experience. Gradually open and expand your awareness around on what is disturbing you. Ask yourself some questions to further clarify what is happening within you. Where in my body do I feel this discomfort? What physical sensations am I feeling now? Direct your attention to the part of your body where the discomfort is manifesting itself. As you breathe in, imagine the air flowing into that part of your body. Observe the sensations with a sense of gentle openness and welcoming. Use your breath to anchor yourself to the moment. Keeping this attitude of curious attention, you can now ask yourself what emotions, sensations, or memories are connected to this experience. For example, did this thought activate anxiety, disgust, tension in the stomach? You may notice particular patterns of thought that frequently repeat themselves, judgments or feelings of fear, guilt, or shame connected to memories. Sometimes repetitive thoughts serve to avoid a sense of emptiness, loneliness, unsatisfied needs, hidden fears, mistrust, or parts of yourself you do not accept, such as difficult past events. These repetitive thoughts often try to reassure you that everything is all right or under control, or they judge you severely and discourage you. Exploring means allowing yourself to get to know and understand the truth and the reality of your inner experience. It may sometimes shed light on experiences that are beyond your awareness. For example, if you are feeling anxious, afraid, or hurt, you may ask yourself, "What do I notice right now?" Perhaps you might notice memories of past failures or feelings of mistrust have been triggered. Consciously giving a name to what you think or feel can reduce its pressure. If at times you feel lost in disturbing thoughts, remember to ask yourself, "What is my body feeling now?" This question can help you to take a step back from doubts, judgments, or negative predictions, the territory of the thinking mind. Make direct contact with your vulnerability and the wounds communicated by your body. This could lead to the memories of feeling rejected or excluded, and therefore to feelings of shame, pain, or loneliness. The pain of your expectations not being met. Or the pain or fear of losing someone you love, or the pain of seeing someone you love suffering. And knowing there is nothing you can do about it. Becoming aware of these parts of your experience means beginning to step out of the control they have on your life. and their ability to make you feel inadequate and constantly threatened. Offer a gentle welcome and be open to whatever is emerging to ensure that this exploration is a source of liberation. As you open up to this space within you, you might begin to realize that this kind of suffering is not only your suffering, it is everyone's suffering. It is part of the human condition and a normal part of life. Step 3. Accepting. Once you have explored the experience of discomfort, allow yourself to fully accept it. Accepting means letting thoughts, emotions, and sensations arise in your experience, allowing them to happen and giving them hospitality within yourself in a gentle way. Acceptance is an active intention to allow your present experience to be what it is, without reacting to it, avoiding it, or fighting against it. It is simply a willingness to see things as they really are. Notice if you have any resistance to accepting your discomfort in this moment. By staying with the experience without reacting to it, you will notice that in life everything is impermanent, everything flows. You can observe this continuous process of change in all your internal states, thoughts, emotions, and sensations. It may be useful at times to mentally whisper a sentence or a word of encouragement to yourself to strengthen your willingness to accept your discomfort right now. For example, you may feel anxiety and whisper, "Let it be, it doesn't hurt." You may notice a disturbing thought and say to yourself, "It is just a thought. I allow it to be there, but I will not engage it." You may experience deep pain or a sense of emptiness and whisper, "It is okay. Whatever I'm feeling is okay. It is only my harmless experience in this moment. It will not last long." In this way, you will learn to soften your defenses and feel a liberating sense of openness to the continuous flow of experiences. Sometimes, the very idea of allowing and accepting causes strong resistance. You might say to yourself, "How can I accept such terrible faults?" Or, "How can I say to myself that it's okay when I keep feeling anxiety, disgust, or shame?" Acceptance is not a question of liking what you're feeling. It is simply allowing yourself to feel the present experience and avoid spending energy to change something that in that moment cannot be changed. It saves your energy to change what is instead possible and useful to change. Often, a single attempt at acceptance is not enough. It may be necessary to uninterruptedly, continuously allow and accept, and to try to recognize the more subtle ways in which you resist fear and pain. Step 4. Letting go. Focusing on your breath, do your best to create a distance between yourself and the uncomfortable experience. Recognize that you are not this experience, that this experience is impermanent and will disappear sooner or later. Become aware that you are not what you think, feel, or perceive. Avoid any resistance or reaction towards the uncomfortable experience. Just simply leave it as it is, and notice how it changes over time just by doing nothing. When you have disturbing thoughts, welcome and accept them in a kind way, without reacting to them, regardless of their content, without judging them and without judging yourself for thinking them. Recognize that they are simply harmless, passing, and transient mental events. If they are useful, use them to your advantage, but if they are not useful, simply let them go. Breathe with them and accompany them with a sense of softening, opening, allowing. Allow yourself to gently breathe into all of this, letting it just be there. Let go of all attempts to change anything. Let go of fighting and resisting. Let yourself relax in what emerges in each moment with each breath. As you allow yourself to feel all of this more and more deeply, you may begin to feel a space inside expanding until it includes all the hurt and disappointments, all the loneliness and losses, even the traumas and tragedies. Relax as this great space opens inside, receiving whatever each moment brings to you. Let go without changing anything, letting it all be there just as it is. In this letting go, allow yourself to be as you are. You can allow things to be the way they are. And as you relax, you may begin to feel a sense of freedom in letting go and letting be, in not trying to change things, yourself, or someone else. This freedom comes from accepting pain, fear, and disappointment as part of life, without having to change anything. In this letting go, you might perhaps feel peace and silence, relaxation, expanding in the peace and silence. And now, slowly allow yourself to come back to your body and breath. Feeling your body lying down or sitting and taking some deep and mindful breaths, cultivating a deep feeling of letting go. Lastly, expand your awareness to your whole body and to the space surrounding you. And in this openness, you can remind yourself that you are much more than this pain and discomfort. Finally, you may direct a sense of sincere gratitude towards yourself for granting yourself this time and this space of deep healing contact with yourself and your suffering.